This is a Radio Iowa special report. Campaign Countdown with O.K. Henderson, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association's Corn Caucus Project. Check your candidates' ag policy positions at iowacorn.org.
Bob Dole, the winner of Iowa's caucuses in 1988 and 1996, published an open letter to Iowans in the Des Moines Sunday Register, his endorsement of Mitt Romney. Dole called Romney the party's best hope and the kind of man Iowans should support. Friday in Sioux City, Romney made his own pitch.
I need your help at the caucus. I need you guys to get there. I'd love to have your support.
The Des Moines Register's editorial board also endorsed Romney this weekend. Three candidates banking on a better-than-expected finish in Iowa spent the weekend campaigning in the state. Rick Santorum made his closing pitch to more than 50 people in Atlantic Sunday night.
I'm talking 2 weeks. 2 weeks to get engaged as a citizen to change the future of your country. In my opinion, you have an obligation to do that. Even if you go out and you're not for me, fine. Go do it for somebody else, but do it.
Rick Perry visited nine cities around the state this weekend, including a Sunday night stop in Decorah.
If you will go and caucus for me, and you'll have my back here in Iowa on the 3rd of January, I will have your back in Washington, D.C.
Michelle Bachmann visited 20 Iowa cities on Saturday and Sunday.
I need your support. Come out on January 3rd, and we're going to win this thing, and we're going to send a shockwave around the world.
Newt Gingrich spent the weekend in Washington, D.C., but Gingrich held a Saturday morning conference call with Iowans to address his critics.
I feel badly about having to have this kind of a phone call just to dispel negative things.
Gingrich said he'd hold more conference calls with supporters and potential supporters in the days ahead so they can hear his voice directly responding to attacks on his record. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
For complete coverage of the Iowa caucuses, follow O.K. Henderson and Campaign Countdown at RadioIowa.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association's Corn Caucus Project. Farmers across Iowa are helping voters learn where the presidential candidates stand on agriculture.
The Corn Caucus Project helps track agricultural policies, and the Iowa Corn Growers Association has gathered information about where the presidential candidates stand on issues like energy, farm programs, EPA regulations, and trade. Now you can see which candidates made the grade. Visit iowacorn.org for our official report card. Agriculture policies are important, and the Corn Caucus Project is a way to make sure growers know where candidates stand on issues important to our bottom line. See if your candidate is making the grade. See the Corn Caucus Project report card at iowacorn.org. The Corn Caucus Project and the Iowa Corn Growers Association do not endorse candidates. This project is a partnership with the National Corn Growers Association along with the Minnesota, Nebraska, Illinois, and Kentucky Corn Grower Associations.